The text before us is taken from Luke chapter 8, beginning with the 11th verse, and here our Lord explains the parable of the sowing of the seed and the four types of hearers of the Word of God. Now the parable is this: the seed is the Word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray now that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. You know, I can worship God just as easily in my fishing boat as I can sitting in church. That was the excuse that one of my delinquent members gave to me when I came to talk to him about the need to come to church. Is that true? Can you worship God just as easily sitting in your fishing boat as you can sitting in church? Yes and no. I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. Is that true? Yes and no. Do I have to eat to be a living human being? Yes and no. The scriptures place the Word of God as central in the life of God's faithful, because you cannot have a relationship with the true God apart from His Word. That's how closely God has associated Himself and placed Himself and His power into His Word. Listen to just a few passages from Jesus. He says about His believers, He said this to Pilate, "Everyone who is on the side of truth listens to Me." Well, where do we hear Him speak to us but through His Word? He also said about His believers, "My sheep hear My voice. I know them and they follow Me." That's one of the indicators of faith, is that we hear the word, the voice of Christ, and follow Him. Another one, on the negative side, He was speaking to some unbelieving Jews at one time, and Jesus said, "You are not of God because you do not hear the word of God," meaning hear it not just audibly, but to follow it. So God has placed great significance upon His word, because it is through that word that He calls us into His kingdom of grace and makes us His own dear children. And you cannot have a relationship with Him apart from that word. So whether you can worship God in your fishing boat or not, or whether you have to come to church or not, that's not really the right question. The right question is, do I need to hear the word of God to be a Christian? And there we would say, yes. There is no true relationship with God apart from His holy word. God has taken His own Son and made Him into flesh, who Himself is the Word that created the world. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so any attack on Christ or any setting of Christ aside in any way is tantamount to doing the same with God's Word and vice versa. Any attack on the Word of God, any attack on that Word in our lives, is likewise an attack on Christ. How ironic and strange and peculiar it is that people who profess to be Christian teachers and preachers will at times attack the very Word of God, claiming to be followers of Christ, attack doctrines of Christ laid out in Scripture. When you attack the Word, you're attacking Christ, because He is the Word made flesh. And it's through that Word that God brings us a knowledge of our sin. You and I see and recognize when we hear God's law and commandments read to us, boy, do I have a problem before God. And it's through that Word He graciously comes to us, with the knowledge of our Savior who went to the cross for every person here to make complete atonement for all of your sins, to cleanse you, so that you are now seen as a holy, perfect saint before God. It's through that word that God, the Holy Spirit, reaches into our hearts and causes them to hold on to Christ and to realize how desperately do I need that Savior if I ever hope to walk in the mansions of heaven someday. It's through that word that all of this takes place. So Jesus, in our parable, illustrates to us how this word is heard among us. There are different types of hearers in the world. Just as a farmer scatters seed, the word of God goes out from preachers and teachers of his word, and it's heard by different types of soil. He's describing how we receive it. The first one is that the seed is just taken away quickly. There's no faith at all. There are people that hear the word of God and just immediately could care less about it. The second type of hearer, the second type of soil, are those that begin to listen and initially seem to be interested and wanting to follow Christ, but bearing the cross of the Christian life and the Christian faith and a life of repentance and so on just is too much and they fall away. The third type of soil that our Lord describes is where faith has been started and this plant of faith is growing and alive. It seems to be sending down good roots and getting strong and so on. But through time, another weed has started to grow up nearby with thorns that begins to slowly choke the life out of that plant. The fourth type, of course, is the good one that we all want to be, the one that bears fruit and ultimately receives life in heaven and so on. Now, when you understand how significant the word is as being Christ, and how significant the word is in terms of creating faith in our hearts, how significant the word is in terms of getting people like you and me out of these seats ultimately into heaven through faith in Christ, now you can also understand why the devil feels it is so important to come into our lives and to plant weeds around us, to put things around us that will hopefully, from his perspective, ultimately choke off that very life. And the devil is very patient, just like a weed that grows up next to a plant. It doesn't kill it overnight. It takes time. The first thing the devil likes to do is just to get the plant in the ground as close, the weed in the ground, just as close to the plant as he can. To have something in our lives that's right near us, that's around us. And then to have it get nourished and so on along with our faith. To have it grow up quietly next to us in such a way that maybe we don't really think it's a serious threat at first. Doesn't seem like that big of a deal in my life. A lot of other people are kind of doing the same thing and so on. After a while, it attaches itself to the plant. This all takes a lot of time. And as the plant is growing and maturing and being nourished in faith and so on, the weed is too kind of growing and getting nourished and slowly wrapping itself around us, getting a little bit more into our lives. Maybe it's a particular sin that we know it's so wrong, but you know, it's not a big deal. We've just gotten used to it now. It's a lot of people are doing this, and it's not a big deal. And slowly that weed with the thorns begins to constrict on the very stem of the plant. And through time, it chokes out the very lifeblood of the plant. Doesn't happen quickly, doesn't happen overnight, but it's a very slow, methodical process. Have you ever found yourself caught up in a particular sin that you've kind of fallen in love with now and you've adapted it into your life and you've kind of grown to think, you know, I can be a Christian and just keep loving this sin. It's no big deal. There's your weed. There's your thorn. And just like God, through the mouths of his preachers and teachers, wants to nourish the plant, the devil likes to bring the watering can over to his weed and the Miracle-Gro and to have that weed and those thorns get just as big and strong. So the questions we need to ask ourselves, where is the weed in my life? Because all of us will have them. How can I get rid of the weed? How can I get this out of my life? First of all, go and find a gardener with a hoe. If you have certain doubts, if there are certain things that are causing you to question the Word of God and have troubles in your spiritual life, get help. Go and talk to somebody about it who can strengthen you in your faith. Talk to somebody that can give you answers from the Word of God and help make things more clear. Secondly, cut down the weeds. This is done through repentance. Cut them out at the root. Bring your sins before God, all of them in true and humble repentance. And then again, hear His gracious mercy and forgiveness in Christ. And also seek out proper divine fertilization through the Word and through the sacraments, where God strengthens and preserves you in His faith. It's interesting that of all four of these categories, those who are in the fourth category, the good one that we all want to be, those who are in that fourth category are always seeing themselves as being in the third category. That's a comforting thing. Blessed are those who hear the Word of God, that Word that brings us the knowledge of Christ our Savior and the hope of heaven. Blessed are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. Amen.